100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I died.com. It's time for the weekly challenge, the last one of the year. Well, I guess, now wait, this is the last one that will be published. There's a weekly challenge that after this, you got to start writing, or if you want to start writing. I don't know. It's just, why do we divide up time in these cyclic, sacred cycles, cyclic time, instead of linear time where just, okay, on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. I don't know. The sacred and the profane. I remember a class on that, and I don't know. I think we're both. It's a particle and a wave. It's a dessert topping and a floor wax. It's this and that. So it can be both. Anyway, the topic for this week is Throne, and we got a bunch of stories on it from you, if you're someone who wrote stories. If you're not someone who wrote stories, there's still time. You can write one, record one, send it in. I'll post it up on the feed. Put in your holiday or New Year's wishes or hopes and dreams and all that stuff. I know what mine are. And no, I'm not going to babble about them. I babbled about enough. How about we listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you after all this. Okay?
Hello, night people. Tom here. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Sorry, couldn't resist. And my story tonight is called Truly the Road Less Traveled. My best friend in grade school, through high school, into my first run at California Living was T. Throne. He could have been anyone, done anything. His dad was the guy who invented the pop top on the soda can. His mother was in the same sorority as Pearl Buck. Second smartest person I had ever known. He chose to be a dancer. You got to be brave to take that road. Not only did he succeed, for years he had a dance studio 1,000 feet from Broadway. Runs a body dynamic company now. Gives lectures around the world. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. God bless us one and all.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 714 with the prompt of Throne. I have no real good excuse for not recording my story tonight. So, here's what you get. Mr. Whiteybottom ushered the two teens into the living room and pointed to the couch. He sat in an oversized recliner like a king on his throne. Here's your chance. Explain yourself, boy. Under the old man's glare, Bilbert found it difficult to speak. He coughed. The truth is, sir. There was so much confusion at the school, with fire engines and cars crowding the parking lot, we thought it would be easier if we just came home on our own. Mr. Whiteybottom nodded his head. That sounds reasonable. But, that means you walk 10 miles in a half hour. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You don't just get to sit on the ebony throne through simple bloodline, you know. No, you have to fight your way there. Every step of the way. Only the most bloodthirsty, black-hearted, and unprincipled will receive that particular honor. Of course, it came naturally to me. And the blood of those I defeated on my ascendance forms a natural red carpet, leading to my throne. The Ebony Throne, however, is only held for a single day, after which it is once more relinquished to make way for a new incumbent. So, same again tomorrow then.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The Christmas tent was located at the perfect snowy forest clearing. Happy children lined up to see Santa. The ice throne, however, started to melt quickly. Santa shifted in his seat. The children looked at him, their eyes bulging. "Who turned the cooling machine off?" yelled someone at the back. All the kids looked in horror when Santa crashed to the floor. All but one. He looked at Santa and said, "You're a disgrace." Santa couldn't believe the cheekiness. "And you're thrones are for those who deserve them," said the kid, walking away as if he were royalty. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tora Brazino here, and a Merry Christmas to one and all. Here is a story on the word throne. When the king sits on the throne also sits on the king, said the young prince's rhetoric tutor. When the soothsayer tells a fortune, the fortune tells him, retorted the prince. What does this fortune tell you? When the fortune teller is questioned, the question tells the fortune, replied the tutor. When words are obscure, obscure are the words, responded the prince. No, no, said the tutor testily. Never let antimetaboly degenerate into tautology. When words are uttered in darkness, darkness utters the words, ventured the prince. Quite satisfactory, said the tutor. Next, anastrophe we shall study. Wise it sounds.
Good morning and season's greetings. This is Richard. Two stories this week on the topic of throne. The first one is called The King. At 150 years old, the king was living proof of the benefits of a privileged lifestyle. And despite his great age, he still had his wits about him. Day after day, he dispensed wisdom to his subjects, made decisions on matters of state, and advised Parliament on how best to administer the kingdom. Of course, there was no way he was still human. Over the years, technology had augmented his body and organs until he was little more than a cyborg. Not that people knew. And every night, he'd plug himself back into the power, behind the throne. And my second story is called iThrone. This year's Christmas offering from Apple is the iThrone, an internet-enabled toilet linked to your iTunes account that measures environmental and biomedical factors through discrete sensors to offer users a tailored bathroom experience. Promising the ultimate in comfort and bespoke musical accompaniment, The iThrone will also analyse waste deposits to identify possible health issues and establish dietary trends. In reality, there's little of benefit to the consumer, and the data collected works massively to Apple's advantage. That's why you'll find your toilet tissue featuring bespoke ads for health products and your favourite foods every time you use the can. I'm done. Speak to you next year. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
King Wilhelm's throne was made of gold. King Victor's throne was made of silver. King Martin's throne was made of diamond. King Leo's throne was made of ruby. King Otto's throne was made of sapphire. King Theodore's throne was made of jade. King Richard's throne was made of ancient oak. King Paul's throne was made of pearl. King Eric's throne was made of black opal. But of all the thrones, King Zachary's was the finest. It was a simple stuffed recliner with a cup holder. And it was a lot more comfortable than those other thrones. Oh, and easier to clean.
Let's wrap this thing up for the year, shall we? Hey, everybody. That's the show. 100-word stories, weekly challenge, topic of throne. I hope you enjoyed the stories this week. I did. And let's all rally back here next year for the next weekly challenge, which is a pick two. The topics are up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. 2020. I don't, cyclic, linear, whatever you think time is, you know, wherever it's going, we'll see what comes. Thank you for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.